Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are refreshed.
Yes.
You are ready to begin?
Yes.
No warm-up necessary? You're ready to go. It'll be a very nice unfolding here. Begin right here, then here, then here. There, there, there.
Thank you. I guess the question that I have that I'm wrestling with is the oneness that we all are. Because from where I'm coming from, I think that if I want to be saving or helping orphans in Africa, then I am doing that through OPRA. So that's me doing that. And yet, I know there's a selfishness that we are supposed to be. So, for instance, like, I want to be happy doing what I want to do. But then if I'm aware of somebody else who may or may not wish for me to do something, but then I have to recognize that they are a part of me as well, and therefore I have to, in order to be the oneness that I am, do I consider their thoughts and their beings, their well-being, as I'm out acting, doing what I wish to do? So where does that oneness end and begin?
Well, there are a number of things that you're asking here simultaneously, as oneness always does. In other words, you, even in your wanting to understand oneness, are speaking from many perspectives, many of your own perspectives as well as others. So just relax here a little bit and we'll sort this out with you, because it's not a difficult thing to understand once you have a basis that makes it possible to understand it. The most important thing that we want to say to you is that as you addressed the idea of wanting to help children who are in need of help, let's say, and joining that cause, so to speak, but at the same time wanting to selfishly do things that please you, we want to remind you that when you are the uplifter that you are, and you see someone who could use some uplifting, and you hold the idea of them being uplifted in your mind so much that you are eventually inspired to action that follows through with the uplifting. In all of that process of envisioning the improvement in the lives of the others, which causes a vibrational match for you, you then come selfishly into alignment with who you are. Now let's back up from that just a little bit and say it again in a way that's even easier to hear. So let's say that you are aware of wretched things happening in the world, abuse of others, starvation of others, and in that contrast that you are witnessing through your leading edge perspective, you feel the excruciating discomfort of that while you launch a rocket of desire for an improvement in that situation. Well, when you launch that rocket of desire for an improvement in that situation, the source within you, your inner being, and all who surround your inner being, join that rocket of desire and become part of that vibrational escrow and begin right away creating circumstances and events, drawing unto the center of that vortex all things necessary for the fulfillment of that idea that is your awareness of this wretched condition. So the source within you, and we're not only talking about your inner being, we're talking about a collaboration, a combination of source energies, the likes of which humans have a difficult time comprehending, all rushing to the idea of that which you are asking for. And you begin, if you could get a bird's eye view of that, you would begin to see some of that oneness that we are talking about as source joins together in focus upon this idea. Source that has the capacity to focus upon all things simultaneously, putting attention upon that which you have asked for, and a one oneness of energies joining around that. Now, there is a slight question about whether you in your physical form will join that oneness, will become part of that, because you have the option of continuing to beat the drum of the wretched condition and holding yourself apart from the dream that you gave birth to. But if you could turn your undivided attention toward what you dream for, toward what you hope for, toward what you desire, rather than toward the wretched conditions that gave birth to it, then you too could, if you will allow yourself, to become part of that oneness of that idea. You get a sense of what we're talking about? The oneness is, as you are a physical human being, you have many capacities to focus upon many different subjects. And while in your humanness, you do not think that you do it all at once. In other words, you focus upon this or that or this or that. We want you to understand that because you have the ability to focus upon this and this and this and this and this through the contrast of your life, and with each one of those things that you focus upon, you send a rocket of desire to this. Let's, for the sake of your magnificent question, let's call it to the vibrational escrow of oneness. Let's call it to the vortex of oneness, where everything that you ask for goes and where source actualizes around it for the fulfillment of what you've asked for. So you might have been 2 years old as you started sending your rockets, or 6 months old, or 2 months old. You could be one day old and you're sending your rockets of desire. You could be one of the children starving, sending the rockets of the desire to this vortex, and then others are adding to it until this swirling vortex becomes the perfection that so much contrast is asking for the resolution of, you see. So now here's where the selfish part comes in. As you now understand what you are understanding, that you are a vibrational being first and foremost, and that you are source energy, and now you have come forth as an extension of source energy, and you have found a real cause, another one, not the only one, but one of many things that you care about that are born out of your observation and participation in life. As you give birth to these rockets of desires, and these rockets of desires are then joined by the source energy, and as you then selfishly care about the way you feel and selfishly lean downstream, lean toward what feels good, find reasons to think about what your resolution is asking for rather than staying focused upon the trauma and the problem, you become a vibrational match to what you've asked for. And there is not a selfishness that is more satisfying than the selfishness of one allowing oneself to become one with self. In other words, you see how all of this oneness is? In your most selfish, divine moments, where you care most about how you feel, you are coming into vibrational alignment with who you are. And that is the oneness that so many are reaching for to try to understand. When you are feeling negative emotion, you are not purely in that oneness. And yet, you can never be separated from that oneness. And aren't we all glad that you were willing to come forth and that you could step away from the oneness long enough to see something that could use some improvement and could get involved enough in it that you could launch a really powerful rocket of desire? And isn't it wonderful that you found ways to become aligned enough with what you wanted, that you were inspired to participate in some magnificent cause that would bring some actual physical relief? We think the reason that so many people have a difficult time understanding their ability to be one with many ideas simultaneously is because as humans, you rely so much upon your action and not nearly enough upon your vibrational alignment with who you are. You cannot be in 100 places at once. You cannot be discussing hundreds of ideas at once. But over time, you can launch thousands of rockets of desires that source actualizes around, and then you can spend your moments in time basking, appreciating, taking care of yourself, coming into alignment so that you are holding yourself as often as you can in vibrational alignment with all of those things that you've been sending over there into vibrational escrow. You see how it works? Isn't that the best description that you've ever heard of utilizing your time in the best possible way? Yes. Where your life experience causes you to ask and 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 ask, and source answers and answers and answers and answers and answers and answers and answers. And then if you want in on it in a really selfish way, in a really I want to be aligned with the core of what I am creating way, then you spend your time reaching for thoughts that feel good, looking for reasons to praise and appreciate and bask, looking for the benefits and the positive aspects of what's going on. And as you do that, you come into the oneness of your own creation. You come into the oneness of your own soul or source or God force, and you live the life that you've intended as you came forth.
Thank you. I do have one more question.